This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat 726 is down 4. July wheat in Chicago, 688 and 3 quarters, down 8. July corn, 659 and a quarter, down a quarter. December, 545 and a quarter, down 5.5. July soybeans, 1541 and a quarter, up 3 quarters. November, 1314 and a quarter, down 12 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal, 46420, up 80. July soybean oil at 4823 is up 19. June live cattle, 120.17 and a half, down 15. August feeders, 144.87 and a half, up 20. And June lean hogs are $100.87 and a half, and they are up 60.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
I have a WASDE report coming out in about a little over an hour at 11 o'clock this morning. Here are some of the current estimates for corn. The average guess for ending stocks for 13-14 at 1.758 billion bushels, soybeans are at 273 million. The old crop, corn, 748 million, and soybeans at 125 million bushels. And then an estimate or two relative to ending stocks and supplies. For Argentina corn, the supply, the average guess at 25.8, soybeans at 51.5, those are million metric tons. Brazil corn, the average guess, the estimate there, 75.7, and soybeans, 83.3, and that all on the supply production side. And then ending stocks in the world for corn, 150.5, and soybeans, 74.2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about WASDE coming up in all things agriculture is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Quick program note, Jackie will be with us at 12:20 this afternoon for special coverage of the WASDE numbers after they come out and how the trade reacted to them and what the numbers mean going forward. As you look at how the market is trading today, not a lot of volatility. Are things going to pick up after 11 this morning?
Oh, I would expect that to be true. I mean, people are sitting on the sidelines right now waiting to see if there are going to be any surprises coming out of this report. You know, we do have the acreage report coming out on the 30th, and so very many times this June report is just rather dull. But I doubt there hasn't been anything dull this year so far, so I really expect that we're going to see some kind of an excitement.
USDA pegged ending stocks last month at 2.004 billion bushels for the 13 corn crop. Trade guess has it knocked down 246 million bushels. On this report. Does that seem good to you? And if so, how does the USDA get to that number?
Well, I think that it's realistic in some respects. The expectation is certainly there, and the USDA gets to that number basically by saying, okay, with the late planted crop that we have right now, we are definitely going to impact what yield is, and so rather than staying at 158, they may actually drop it to 156.5 or 156 even, and that would bring us down. I mean, that's making the assumption, Dave, that at no point in time do they change any of the demand, and I don't think they would right now. But, you know, whether they'll actually make this adjustment today or whether they'll wait until after we get through the acreage report and then make the adjustment in July is the big question. I think that most traders are wondering if they don't make it today, it'll be a big, big disappointment to trade.
And if they did make it today, then traders would begin to talk even a yield, a crop less than 246 with the expectations that planted acres and harvested acres will go down to the end of the month.
That's exactly right. You know that. So the implications from this report really are more toward what our acreage expectations are. When you look at Reuters did a poll yesterday, and basically the average guess was down 1.5 million acres of corn, dropping to 157.4, which would put us at a 13.8 billion bushel crop, and that's pretty close to what the average guesses are for this report. Now, beans, in contrast to some of the other private people, writers of the guesses were up 700,000. And I think that that's a big question because, boy, we certainly have enough rain on the radar and enough people who are struggling. And even if they get it in, I have more guys today telling me and yesterday that they're mudding it in. You know, they don't see a good window for planting, and they're just going to get it in the ground ahead of the prevented plant date and go from there.
Soybean side, trade isn't expecting a whole lot out of this report. USDA's number from a month ago was 273. Trade thinks 265, an 8 million bushel increase, not a whole lot there. I guess they're waiting to see what the rest of the month looks like for weather before they decide whether or not they want to make the trade going forward, wants to make an estimate that the crop is going to get smaller.
Well, I think that's true, you know, and that's pretty typical because just because of the planting time frame for beans, you know, even in a normal year, we wouldn't have 100% of the crop in the ground at this stage of the game, and so they're not very likely to make big changes there. I think the big one on beans, when you look at it, Dave, is the world. And
right.
When you look at the world numbers, it's pretty interesting because for Brazilian beans, the average guess is at 83.8, even though we saw a number of privates out of Brazil actually come out and say it's probably about 81.3. But I think the 83.3 is realistic just because the USDA, and we keep saying USDA, it's WASDE, actually.
WASDE, right, world, right, that's right.
Right. But they're very slow to make any major changes, especially when it comes to South America. And, you know, in general, the average guess is Argentinian corn they expect to be down, beans up in Argentina, down corn down in Brazil, and beans down in Brazil. And so, you know, that'll be the driver because whether we like it or not, U.S. ending stocks certainly is a player in the game, but the bigger player is what the world stocks do.
And there are a few other numbers that we will be needing to keep a close eye on the world numbers that beyond even those you mentioned, particularly in corn. Ukraine's going to have a big corn crop.
There's no question about that. And you know, the expectation is for, you know, us to actually see a drop in the corn crop here. Last month we were at 154.63 million metric tons, and average guess on some reports is all the way down to 149.5, on others at 151.2. So that'll be the number one. And in my particular case, that's the first thing I look at. I always look at what the world stocks are doing because ultimately that'll set the bigger trend compared to the short-term trend. And so, you know, the expectations for the, you know, for old crop right now are really not very different at all, which makes sense because we're that far down the road.
So the question then becomes, when the dust is settled and we trade Thursday and Friday, will the market be higher or lower at the end of the week?
I love that question. I get to ask that question all the time. And I tell everybody the same thing. My crystal ball is broken, but I can tell you that the expectation, if there would be a surprise in this report, Dave, the surprise to me would be that they would raise the ending stocks on old crop. If that were the case, coupled with the Goldman roll being in place right now, we have one more day to go on that, I think perhaps by the end of the week we might see old crop lower and maybe new crop a little bit higher. But that all depends upon what they tell us. In general, if we come in pretty quiet, and very close to what these numbers are, I think we'll just continue to trade a sideways trend in corn like we've currently been doing. And you know, we'll see bull spreading, and then we'll see unwinding going on both in corn and beans.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. And she'll join us again on this afternoon at 12:20 for our coverage of post-WASD and crop production numbers. Took a quick look at the marketplace. July corn 659 and a quarter is down a quarter. December at 545 and a half is down 5 1/4. July beans at 1541 and a half is up 1. And November at 1313 and 3/4 is down 13 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.